Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Thanks for listening to Sports Sunday On Demand, a Service Patriots podcast.
Is your heater safe? Why replace it when Service Patriot can restore it? Get their $59 27-point furnace tune-up and safety check, including a free 1-inch filter. They also check your AC for free.
Go to servicepatriots.com.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Okay, last thing on the Oregon Ravens. When talking about women's football, can you use the same like vernacular as you would in men's football? Like me and Rashad were saying, like, can you call like a D lineman a hoss? Like, oh, she's a hoss, or are we...
I think you might have the social justice warriors coming.
Yeah,
for
or like
you.
Rashad. Also, like, can you say call them the big nasties, the big uglies up front?
Those big uglies up front.
Despite no,
big beauties.
But that's sexist all of a sudden.
Exactly, that would be called out by the very hypocritical.
So I think
group
we have to just for
out.
The sake of the
it's
game.
Football.
I think we have to say all those things.
Yeah, hey, it's football.
You want equal, right? You want things equal. That is equal.
Yeah.
We're not talking about your appearance, like, other than on the football field, which is what we're watching.
Very true. That's what we refer. I mean, like, offensive linemen, those boys could be very handsome, you know, good-looking guys. But when
they
you
literally
are an offensive lineman, you envelop the lifestyle of a lineman, and you take on the personality. I mean, like, look at Will Ortner's senior year picture of him at Central Washington.
It's like Travis Kelce.
No. Mullet. Disgusting long wet mullet with a disgusting beard. Like, you just got to embody that lifestyle. So if you are a woman and you are an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman, you got to embrace
because Will has cleaned himself up real nice now.
Dude.
Will's getting work out here in these streets.
He went from Central Washington, borderline homeless person is what it looks like.
Now he's Travis Kelce before the mustache.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, embrace it. Embrace your O-lineman status if you're a man or a woman.
And mind you, an offensive lineman has a move called a pancake. It's named after a food item. So it's
true.
This is what we're dealing with here, folks. Like, it is what it is.
Ooh, I don't know who's getting carted off right now, but someone for the Buffalo Bills looked like a linebacker getting taken off.
How
field.
Are you watching this game?
Thank you to Rashad. He got that Fubo hookup. Let's
Thanks,
go.
Rashad.
Well, don't thank me. Thank the Blazers for saying they were only going to be on Root Sports.
Oh, yeah.
And so if I'm going to watch the Blazers,
forced you into it,
had
huh?
to get Fubo if you don't have cable. So.
And then if you wanted to watch the Beavs yesterday, you had to watch them on the Pac-12 Network, which will no longer
Why is that even still a thing?
After this year, but... Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's very weird, but the
Colorado,
Beavers,
Arizona State too. That was that's just weird.
The Beavers did play a football game yesterday, and it was televised on the Pac-12 networks against Cal, and they won. But it was a very weird game. Like, this was the game that you had been waiting for to see out of DJU, but really it was the defense that made you go ew. It was DJU and defense ew out there, like. You are giving up 40 points. I understand the last touchdown at Cal is kind of like a garbage time touchdown. The final score ends up being 52-40. It was 52-32 late into that game. So Beavs, I think they had the lead. When they took the lead in the second quarter, 21-17, they did not give that lead back up the rest of the game. So they were basically in control. And again, seeing that performance from DJU, that is a huge confidence builder for him. Even after Aiden Childs came into the game and threw a touchdown pass, and it was a short drive for the Beavers. But you've been seeing Aiden Childs come in the last couple times now for the Beavers in a couple series. But to see DJU have that type of game even after Childs comes in, like, okay, good for the young buck to get his. Here I go. I think he had 5 incompletions the whole game. It was great to see that out of him. So if you're a Beavers fan, like, you can breathe a little bit after that, but still giving up 40 points to Cal, the defense the last couple weeks outside of the Utah game has it's got to leave you a little nervous if you're Beaver fans.
Oh, for sure. But I think more than anything, the coaching staff for Oregon State is still trying to figure out if DJU is the guy. And so I think otherwise,
I think this helps. I mean, 5 touchdowns.
It's definitely going to go a long way. But I think
you needed to see this from
him. I think he knows this as well. You know, so whenever you see somebody coming in and taking a couple snaps for special plays and everything, how many times did Mariota get subbed out so another quarterback can come in and run the wildcat or something stupid? Yes, you know, zero. Like that. Very never
blowouts in the fourth quarter.
Because
maybe?
When you have your guy, you don't need to do that. And so I think there's still some apprehension about saying that DJU is the guy going forward. But I think, like you said, Joe, after throwing 5 touchdowns on 19 for 25, this is his best game that he's played thus far. You know, he did 97.9 QBR. This is his awesome game, 275 yards, 5 touchdowns, no picks. But it was guys like Anthony Gould, who was awesome, you know, with 117 receiving yards.
Silas Bolden is starting to turn into one of their biggest playmakers.
Absolutely.
By far.
Absolutely he is. And then you got the two-headed monster in the backfield with Damian Martinez and Deshaun Fenwick, who didn't have 100 yards, but still their attack on the ground when they start switching it up, like, it's hard to take either one of those guys down. And so they were both able to kind of, again, not get over 100 yards, but they kept it right around the same 76 and 89 yards respectively. But they did everything they wanted to on the ground, in the air, defensively. Like you said, Joe, they were just absolutely nasty. Cal isn't a terrible team. They're not great, but they're not terrible. They were able to put up, you know, 40 points, you know, in this game. But overall, I just thought Oregon State was dominant from the beginning. And yeah, here they are at 5-1. 6-7 weeks into the season. That's awesome.
Yeah, 5-1. Sorry, Jordan. I was just going to say, but after the Pac-12 slate, it sucks to see that your one loss came against Washington State, who laid a stinker yesterday. But I digress, Jordan.
Well, offensive side of the ball was all awesome, but I think Beavers' run defense was one of the best in the nation. I think like 5 or 6 best-ranked run D coming in against a pretty anemic team in Cal on offense, and all of a sudden they go off for 240 yards on the ground. That's a problem. And then you talk about UCLA coming into Oregon State next week, or excuse me, I think, no. Oregon State is hosting UCLA next week, so that's going to be a good one. But the problem there is Dante Moore and that high-flying offense the UCLA is going to be throwing at you. Give up 40 points to Cal. Yeah, you have a week to get it right, but I see you giving up 50-plus to a team like UCLA and Chip Kelly. So that is a problem. Great to see everything on offense, though, but I am a little nervous about, I don't know, 2 unknown running backs in a conference full of amazing running backs just ran the hell out of you. And along with, I love Silas Bolden's performance, but that turnover in the first half gave Cal a chance to take the lead. I think it was 17-14 at that point. I mean, I hate to focus on the negatives, guys, but those were a couple of points of real concern for me for this Oregon State team.
Well, I think that's just, as a Beaver fan, you have yet to see from them a complete game against a like worthy opponent, like San Jose State, UC Davis, San Diego Woo. State. Exactly. That's your non-conference slate. Wasn't that amazing? And then right out of the gate, you lose to Washington State. And then you play Utah, which a win is a win. You held them to 7 points. But, I mean, listen to Brandon Sprague after that show, and it was mostly what we were saying here on Sports Sunday. It was like he left a lot of meat on the bone. Like, it was not a very satisfying 21-7 victory by any means. So to see this on the offensive side of the ball from Oregon State against Cal, that leaves you very encouraged going forward as you go into this slate of Pac-12 games against UCLA, Arizona, who is now looking – tougher and tougher every week that they play, and we'll get to that later as well.
Isn't Cal on like their second or third starting quarterback of the year too?
Possibly.
I mean, the fact that they laid 40 on you with just a guy stepping in, that's also a little weird to me.
Yeah, I mean, too. But yeah, you brought up the rushing aspect. They had over 230 yards rushing on the ground. Cal did. But yeah, you're about to play some really good teams: UCLA, Arizona, Colorado. We've seen what they can do this year. They're up and down. Barely escaped Arizona State last night. And then you get a pass against Stanford, but then you finish with Washington, Oregon. So to know that your offense can put up points when they're clicking on all cylinders is great, but you got to reel that defense in here soon. Like Trent Bray, like he had been, I don't know if it was a matter of being overhyped from last year's performance, but they got to reel that defense in soon, because if not, and they have to have a shootout, I'm usually going to give the nod to a lot of these other teams like UCLA. After Arizona, their performance last night against USC. Now, USC's defense isn't great, but Noah Fifita, that was amazing to watch him ball out. Washington, Oregon, it's Oregon State. You're just hoping to get that full, complete game on the calendar here soon from them.
Yeah, I think this is the closest one they've had to a complete game. I mean, obviously the UC Davis, and you put up 55, but again, it's UC
Davis. And it's hard to say, like, well, those aren't complete games. It's like, yeah, they played a game, they played four quarters.
You won, and in that case, you...
It's the opponents, though. When you look at that standard of, like, all right, what should we be doing? What do we want to do against these
teams? Yeah, UC Davis isn't full of guys that are probably going to go within the first, you know, four or five rounds of the draft.
If ever.
Right? If ever, right? There might be a couple guys.
New USFL draft
Yeah, exactly. You know, XFL is starting soon. But there might be a guy there that's probably going to go to the draft. But those guys, and more than likely, he's a lineman or something like that. But yeah, other than that, like the talent level at some of these schools just isn't what maybe in Oregon State, you know what I'm saying, UCLA, all these other teams that can do great recruiting can do. So yes, you look at those wins as wins, but this was the first time that DJU played great. Your running backs, you know, played really well for the most part, considering the number of touches they got. Your receivers, you know, all kind of came together and gave you a solid win. Your defense showed up when it was supposed to. You didn't get any takeaways, you got one interception, but that was about it. So everything worked the way it was supposed to. It's in conference. This is the first time they played a solid game all the way through for four quarters and didn't really have to work from behind at any point. So, I think UCLA is a little bit better than maybe what Cal is. But at the same time, I think Oregon State is still better than UCLA.
Well, and it probably doesn't give you a lot of confidence that the team that you lost to, Oregon State, you lost to Washington State, they went and just got absolutely embarrassed against UCLA yesterday. Like, Cam Ward looked like the best quarterback in the nation against Oregon State in that first half, throwing for like 300 yards in the first half. Yesterday, I think Washington State barely put up over 200 yards total offense against UCLA. I mean,
and that's the meat grinder that the Pac-12 is, or has been.
Something happens.
Beat up on each other all the time, you know, and that's just kind of, you know, what it is. Like, we don't wait until the Pac-12 championship to get the two best teams to play each other, typically. Usually that's happening in season. We can't really say that they're the same about the SEC.
No, and it keeps
like,
us out.
Georgia and Alabama
playoff.
Won't play each other until the SEC championship in most cases. Oh, and so
Washington State had 216 total yards against UCLA yesterday.
Four turnovers as well.
Yeah, tough break.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Oregon State's got this UCLA team coming in to town next week. That's the good thing is it is a home game at Corvallis. I'm not sure if the kick time has been announced yet for that. If not,
they like to move them around.
We'll probably get it tomorrow. Oh, no, we got it. 5 p.m. at Research Stadium, UCLA at Oregon State. 5 p.m. kick. And then, of course, the big game of the week going to be in game day. Game day is going to be there, Oregon at Washington. And Washington State fans, you have the chance to do one of the best things in ESPN College Game Day history, and that is to completely infiltrate Seattle and take over Game Day and have as many Washington State fans, because we've heard the stories of McAfee and Game Day and Washington State button heads over the last couple weeks. They're coming to your state. I don't care if it's Seattle. I don't care if it's Washington campus. There aren't rules as to who can be there. Washington State fans, please, please show up in droves with a million Washington State flags and get for us, for Oregon fans, get into the kitchen of a Washington State Husky fan.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Wouldn't that be amazing if they just totally overtook? I mean, that would just, right out the gate, Washington would be shook. Watching that 6 a.m. broadcast, they'd be like, what the hell is going on? I'd love it.
Well, please. McAfee needs to figure out that he's had an ass take on this, too. Because he is one that won't really admit when he's wrong, it seems like. A great broadcaster a lot of the time. I get his shtick, but this is just, he's way off.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.